win.
Since you're talking about that grain that is kept for 30 days, how frequently would there be questions about it?
You maybe get 100, 200 inquiries a day. Have it reinspected. So we get the samples off the storage shelves. We had a before we didn't, it wasn't regulated, the temperature for our storeroom for our samples. Then get the sample off the shelf manually. Go, they were all classified different elevators, and take them out. Then be reinspected by a senior grain inspector here. If he concurred with the grade assessed to it at the elevator, a portion of that sample was sent to Winnipeg, and it was reinspected again to see if they agree. Then if they didn't, well, they change it. And then there was another final step. If the company or the owner of the grain, the farmer maybe, didn't like the commission's reinspections, they can go to an appeal tribunal. And there's three individuals. One was a grain inspector with the grain commission, and the other two were trade inspectors. But they couldn't look at their company unload sample. If it belonged to them, it had to be another. And then they made the final decision.
So if it was the company, the person from the private industry then would not, could not be representing
his own company. No. Yeah.
So,
well, there used to be quite a few.
You had, and I know it's hard to say.
But basically, get down to it.
Yeah.
It was a waste of time. Our inward inspection, because all we ended up being, the grain commission, the inspection, and even the weighing, was we're a referee for between the country grain elevator and the terminal. Same company, but we ended up the referee between the two of them to settle the grade, yeah. And it was their own grain, you know, it was their own grain.
Even if it was coming from the wheat board, couldn't it be
the wheat board? The wheat board, that's a little different, but yeah. But the wheat board never shipped per se. They just call for, if we got a ship coming for two red or something, a grade, they'd call out in the country to get the railroads all lined up to haul all those two red here to be ready to go. Mm-hmm. But they didn't do on each, they had nothing to do with each individual car. That was to do with the companies, yeah.
But they could have got something from, let's say, a Manitoba Pool elevator that eventually ended up in Cargill's.
That was the old pooling days.
So when did the old pooling days end?
That would be,
while you were still there?
Well, actually, when I was still there, it was each company received their own grain. You caught me. But then after it changed, they pooled everything, which made it speeded up the unloading. And then they went back to the old, to each company gets their own. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is right now.
So if you had to guess, and I won't hold you to this, you said you might have a couple of hundred a week?
No, a day.
A day?
A day, yeah.
So
when we're busy, yeah.
So how, what percentage of those would have been found to be misgraded? Like, are we looking at 25%?
No.
2%?
No, maybe 5%. I'm just guessing. I was never aware of a study taken to see. It wasn't that high. See, I'm still protecting the Grain Commission, eh? In inspection.